Parshas Maaseh, the Derech Klal, Parshas Maaseh is usually together with Matos Maaseh. In Chutz Laaretz this year, it is Matos Maaseh. It's very rare that Maaseh is by itself. It's interesting, we had at the end of Matos a Taime HaKroa that's very rare. Vayikra Lo is a Mercha Kfula. And we this last week in Eretz Yisrael, we had a Mercha Kfula Kfula, because it was Maftir. So we did it again. But most of the time, Matos Maaseh is together, so we don't get a Mercha Kfula Kfula. But Parshas Maaseh, for sure, always happens and comes out, and it's not a coincidence, during the Tishas Hayomim. The Tishas Hayomim, the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, there are 9 days, and every hour counts, and there are 216 hours. 9 times 24 is 216. That's Gematria Gevura, because it's days of Gevura. It's Gematria Aryeh, the Semel of Chodesh Av, is an Aryeh. It's also Yirah. That's the Matziv of Parshas Maaseh. Eile Maaseh is Gematria 216. So that's also a remez. Eile Maaseh, the first two words of the Parsha, is 216. It's, like we said, Gevura, Aryeh, Yirah. It's the days of the Tishas Hayomim. Now we have the Mendes Masois, the Sfarim bring down, the Degel Machna Fraim, others, B'Sem de Baal Shem Tov, that everyone in Klal Yisrael goes through Mendes Masois. Life sends you on a trip, here and there, back and forth, and you don't know what the Mendes are. A person might think, you know, he already did 37 of them, and he realizes he's not even up to his fourth. Or you don't know what life is going to send you, and the trip it's going to send you, but everyone has Membeis Masois. The same way Klal Yisrael, Maisa Ovi Simin Lebanon, Klal Yisrael had Membeis Masois. Every year it goes through Membeis Masois. The Membeis Masois are connected, the Shem Membeis of Ana Bekoyach. Ana Bekoyach has 42 letters, and it's a remez for the Membeis Masois. It says in the Zohar that also, we said Gevura, Yira, Arya, all those are 216. Chavakuk is also 216. But Chavakuk represents really a chibuk, a hug. And it's even more. The Zohar says, Chesed is 72. Three times Chesed is Gevura. And without getting involved in pi, but basics in a circle, the line of a circle is one third of the circle. Chesed is the center. Around that is the Chavakuk, is Gevura. We have to realize that even when Hashem shows us Gevura, He's really showing us Chesed. And there's a remez for this in the Pasuk. It says in Eicha, Doiv oirev hu li Aryeh bamistarim. Aryeh is those 216 hours. But the hay is hidden. The hay of Aryeh. Well, hay is Rosh Hatevis. Aryeh is Rosh Hatevis. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is hidden. That's why the hay is a kriyuk siv. But the same thing also, Lagabi, the 216 hours, the last 5 hours of Tisha B'Av maybe is already Hascholas HaGeula. So the Aryeh, those last five, the hay is taka separate. The Nesiva Shalom writes, though, when he talks about the Masois, how everyone goes through these Membeis Masois, you have to realize, Vayisa Vayachanu, when a person comes to a Chanoya, to realize that it's not over, you have to travel again. Not to go with an attitude, he said in Yiddish, Serecht vias is. It's good the way it is. No, it's not good the way it is. You have to make a move on to the next stage, go higher, Steigim mitach simcha. There's a process of the Membeis Masois. It doesn't just work that you just stay where you are. You have to keseder, travel. We know that we're in these 21 days of Yemei Bein HaMitzarim, but there are days and there are nights, and together it's Taka 42. 21 times 2 is 42. That's also a Bechina of the Membeis Masois. The 21 days and the 21 nights of these days of Bein HaMitzarim are all part of traveling, but it's more than just traveling. It says from the Magid Mimizrich, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kol roitfeha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. He read it to read, Kol roidef ka, roitfeha is roidef ka, you're roidef after yud ke, after Hashem, hisiguha, vav ke, this yud ke, vav ke. Kol roidef ka, hisig, vav he. Dafka, during these days, a person can come close to Hashem. It's Yadua, the famous Maharsha in Bechayr's Davches. There's a very complex Agarata Gemara there that starts contrasting and comparing black and white, the black goat, the white goat, the black chicken, the white chicken. It's very unclear what's going on in there. It's a complex Gemara with the Chachmei Atuna. But what the Marshal wants to say over there is, there are 21 black days, the 21 days of Vein HaMitzarim. And contrasted to that is 21 white days, the days from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres, also 21 days. Both of them get you to the same. The climax by Shmini Atzeres and the climax in Parshas Veschanan at the end of the 3 weeks is the same. Ato Horeis Oladas Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Einoy. It might come from Shveritait and from a Zakoin of traveling, Schwarz. And then another time it might come from white. My Sof always is that in the interim, some people have a misconception that Bein HaZmanim started, yet it didn't. But there's also Bein HaZmanim. Sidri HaYeshivas was such that there's Bein HaZmanim. Bein HaZmanim is also 21 days. I say those are the yellow days. There's black, there's white, and the Marshadim. It's another, another set of 21 days. It doesn't make a difference how and what. In Vayisa Vayachanu, in every stage, in every shlav where you're up to, you're able to get to a shlav of Kirvas Hashem Ata Horeis Oladas. Now again, getting back to the Eilam Masei, this forum talking about why was it so important for the Torah to go through Barichos, to be mefaret every single Masa. There's a special chiddush in the Tshuvas Shoyel Meishiv. He says a tremendous chiddush. Lahalocha, akula, ledina, lahalocha. There's a halocha. It's one of the mitzvahs essay d'oraisa, the Sefer HaChinuch counts at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, they all bring this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah not to go back to Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. It's an alav d'oraisa. You know, the Rambam who lived in Mitzrayim used to sign his letters. Moshe ben Maimon, ha'over b'shloish alavim b'chol yoyim. That's what he signed. What's the pshat daf mivissen? But it's a lav. So, Lamaisa, how could you take a go to Mitzrayim? I'm not talking about Dubai. I'm talking about going to Mitzrayim. Yeah, there's a lav d'oraisa over here. So there's a Ritva in Yuma already that says that maybe when Sancheriv came and he was Mavalbal the Umay, so it's not considered the same Umay. There's another Mahalach from the Urayim. The Ritva brings it. It's a Chiddush from the Urayim. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Urayim. The Isser is only to go back to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael. To go to Mitzrayim from somewhere else, a connection from somewhere else, that's not a problem. But the Tshuva Shoyel Umeishiv takes it a mamish a step further. He says the Torah is giving you the 42 Masois because the only way you're over the Lav D'Oraisa is if you do the 42 Masois backwards. You do the exact same Seder of the Membeis Masois the other way, back to Mitzrayim, then and only then, a tremendous Kula. It's interesting, the Pasuk says in the Toicha V'Heshivcha Mitzrayim Ba'anmiyos, he's going to send us back to Mitzrayim with ships. What do you need a boat for if you're going to Daf the Asher, the Pasuk says V'Heshivcha Mitzrayim Ba'anmiyos, Asher Amarti, not to go there, right? Teretz says there was Kriyas Yamsuf. I mean, I would suggest not to do it without a boat when you don't have the nace of the Kriyas Yamsuf. Actually, that's the, what's it called? Rabbeinu Bechaya in Sefer Kad HaKemach writes that the Torah was writing the Goydel HaNes of that Hashem. The Pasuk is describing these places. If you go to the Midbar and know where these places are, there's a Mokam Asher Ein Zera, the Ein Harisho, the Ein Zriya, the Ein Mayim. It's saying the Flois HaBoiri, how the Yidden survived here for all this time. And the Umaz also says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Hashem during these 40 years could have sent us on many more Masois. It was Michas de Havaya that He only sent us on these Membeis Masois. But as we said before, the Svarim are saying that the Membeis Masois are representative for every person having to go through a Masa. Just one or two, the Yukim Mederach Drash, it says, Vayisu Mimidbar Sinai Vayachanu Bekivrois Hataiva. If someone is Misrachik from Midbar Sinai, from his connection to Torah, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, he can become buried in Taiva. You have to realize what protects a person. Tosfos says in Ksubis, in the Kuf Dalet, he brings the Medrash, Ad Sha'odom Mispalel, Sheikonis, Torah, the Toich Gufo, the Meyov, Yispal Shaloyikon is Madanim Latarhufay. The opposite of Harabing in Torah is Shtelin Tzu to Taiva. Vayisumim in Bar Sinai, the ultimate eventually becomes is Vayachan of Kivra Sataiva. Lumaze, Vayisumi Kivra Sataiva. How does a person get out of that? Vayachan ubechatseirois. Realize that the Oilam Hazah is only a chotzer, Oilam Hazah, the Oilam, the Proizdor, the Oilam Haba. Even when a person already fell into the Kivra Sataiva, to remind himself, to go back to Sinai, to go back to Vayachan Ubachatseirois, to realize that we're only here as an Olam Hazeh, as a Ba'ofen Arai. Now another major event that happens in Parshas Masa, it's interesting, Vayal Arain HaKoyin El Hor HaHor Al Pi Hashem, Vayomos Shom, Vishnas Arboyim Litzeis B'nei Yisroel Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ba'achoydesh HaChamishi Be'echod LaChoydesh. Rosh Chodesh Av, tonight is Rosh Chodesh Av. Parshas Masa always be lame Chodesh Av. The truth is, Aaron HaKohen was already nifter in Parshas Chukas. It's mentioned over there, Misas Miriam and Misas Aaron. Over there, it doesn't say the date. Davka over here, it's repeated again, and over here, it's Mudgash, the date, and according to our meaning that we finish the Torah once every year, it's not a coincidence that the Hadgosha of the Tarich, the date, of Rosh Chodesh Av, Yom Petiras Aaron, there are trips going to Nishna Mitten Dizman, not during the 9 days, not during Dizman, but Petiras Aaron, Kvuras Aaron, it happens Rosh Chodesh Av in Parshas Maaseh, when we lane it, always usually at the time of Chodesh Av, we madlish it. And you have to realize we're holding now in the Tishas Hayomim, on one hand we're missing the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Who, if not more than Aaron, is a semel for that? The Kohen Gadol, Shenichnas Lefnayu Lefnim. We're Choser Beis HaMikdash during the 9 days, we're Choser Aaron. And Avadu, we know, Me'idach Yisrael Hainu Hach, the Churban was because of Sin Aschinam. Aaron is the symbol of Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. Petiras Aaron, being Mudgash on Rosh Chodesh Av, is Sai expressing this Nakuda of Choser Lanu Beis HaMikdash, and Mitzad Sheni Choser Lanu Sibas HaKorban, because of the Sin Aschinam. Both of those things are Taka Rosh Chodesh Av, and it's Mudgash over here Taka Rosh Chodesh Av. Now the Pasuk says, Va'aroin ben Sholosh ve'esrim u'ma'as shona b'moysoi. He was 123. He was 3 years older than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was nifter a few months before Moshe Rabbeinu. He was nifter at the age of 123. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos, in Perek Tezayin, brings, there are 175 parashiyos in the Torah. Parashiyos, I don't know what parashiyos means. Parashiyos in the Torah, keneged shnoisef shel Avram Avinu. 147 Mizmoirei Tehillim keneged shnoisef shel Yaakov. And 123 Halalukas in Halal, the way we repeat that the Zetzura had to repeat the Halalukas in Halal. And that's keneged shnoisef shel Aaron as Ishtei Yerushalmi. The Rambam brings this in Hilchis Chanukah. In Hilchis Chanukah, Perek Gimel is where the Rambam brings Hilchis Halal. Ba'arichas, the Gedorim and Protidinim of Halal. The Miyucha, the Rambam brings in Ataka in Hilchis Chanukah. Chanukah is Yimei Halal. Even more than the other time, Chanukah is where the Rambam brings it, and he brings that b'chol ha'om oinan halalu while kol dover and l'fi the cheshbon, it comes out that we end up saying it 123 times. Kiminyan shnoisav shel Aaron. It's a Yerushalmi, as we said in Shabbos. Seichet Rambam in Hilchis Chanukah. Gvulay Sa'aretz. I don't have a whole 3D map situation here thingy, but the Torah goes through the parshas of the tzura of the Gvulay of Eretz Yisrael. We had it in Gittin. In Daf Bezam and Aleph, Aku, Ketzofoin, Rekem, Lemizroch, Ashkeloin, Ledoroin, and the Yam is the Gvul of Maharavi of Eretz Yisrael. I saw the Rambam, when he brings it down the Gabi Gittin, he says, look what I said, in Hilchis Trumas, it's totally in the Gedorim of Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. In the Derech Emuna, in Hilchis Trumas, in the beginning, he clears and talks about various different things, like near Eilat, further up north, where exactly is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Lagabi Trumas, Maisus, Shemitah, there's so many halachic nafkaminas. But Toichat Varim, he talks about that the Gvul is the Yam. He said, what would be if the Yam would be Malas Sirtoin? What would be if there would be a thing that the ocean would get, not a tsunami, the other way, the ocean would get out,
Recede,
yeah, and then there would be more karka. Is that automatically Eretz Yisrael? Does it have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? He clears. I know there was a similar thing. Let's say they decided to build a artificial island. Let's say, I don't know, the Marshall Islands, shape of a palm tree. I don't know, face. They would want to make ad on the near Ashdod somewhere in Netanya. They would want to make like an artificial island. And would that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Does it need Kibush? Is it automatically considered Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because it's the Gvul of Yam? Something to be Ma'ayin. Okay, now there's another whole sugya. We're not doing justice to all the different sugyas over here, but we know that the Kohen Gadol is the Koveya for Golus. When the Reitzeach B'Shoigi goes to Golus, it's Ad Mois Kohen Gadol, and it says the mother of the Kohen Gadol would be Mesapik Mayim U'mozai to the people from the Ir Miklat, so they shouldn't daven Shebino Yomus Hayitochin, because she brings him a little bit Rogalach, so then he wants out, the guy. He's not going to daven. So the Bali Musar say, a tefillah has to be b'chol ha-koyach. And yes, the negiyas of those two rogalach, he's going to still daven at the Kohen Gadol Shaddai. He's going to still daven at the Kohen Gadol Shaddai. Oh, it's shana'an de redavening. Sitraik tavek abyssal de kavona. It's not the same. A tefillah has to be with the most powerful. I saw a tzustelter, a mayridika deher. We know that every year the Yidden used to die in the Midbar on Tisha B'Av. They would bury, everyone would bury, all the people being Ben Esra and Lashisha would bury themselves, and then there would be a cruz, an announcement to separate the Mesim and Achayim. And every year, a lot of them died, and the last year they tried at Tisha B'Av, it was 15,000 people left from the Nesharim, and they didn't die, and they tried again on Yud Yidalf, till Tesvav, Tu B'Av, they realized, it's a full moon, they didn't make a mistake in the calendar anymore. So I heard once a taich, what's the pshat that they taka didn't die that year? Okay, the Xerah was this matter, whatever the cheshbon is. But every year when the people bury themselves, they were all in the kfarim, they were davening, it shouldn't be them. Yeah, everyone's davening, he should come back tomorrow. Oh, but the davening had gefelt, they knew that not everyone's going to die. You know, you didn't positive it's going to be you. That last year, this is it, it's crunch time. They're all going in, it's over. Azad davening! They all survived. From Azad davening, when it wasn't Oymed B'Sofik, it wasn't Oymed B'Sofik, it was Borah, that these are the last 15,000 going in. Azad davening, that's the koyach atfila of Azundara Nakud that you can take out, like I've been thinking of koyach atfila. Eila Masei B'nei Yisrael, going back again to the beginning, Eila Masei, the time of Mikra is Azla Geirish. Eila Masei is Azla Geirish. Azla Geirish, we're going out of the Golis. But what's the pshat? The Megala Amukis brings that Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, the four Golios. Aleph, Mem, Beis, Yud. Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, the Rosh HaTevis, is Aleph, Mem, Beis, Yud. Edoim, Moyov, Edoim, Modai, Bovel, Yovan, the Golios. Why did we have to go to Golis? Eile Masei, Azla Geirish. Why do we have to go to Golis? The emissaries Golis Mitzrayim is supposed to be enough. And explains the Megala Amukis, we don't understand that he's in Yonim. But it's Keneged Shem Havaya. The four Golios is the Emes Keneged the Shem Havaya. Edoim, Bovel, Modai, and Yovan is Keneged Yudke Vovke. And what's Golos Mitzrayim Keneged? Golos Mitzrayim is Keneged the Kutzoi Shel Yud. Vaya Kutzu Mitnei B'nei Yisrael. You have to understand that Kutzoi Shel Yud is infinite. It's Kutzoi Shel Yud is Golos Mitzrayim. Now the Pasuk says, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, that they had to go to Golos again. Edoim, Modai, Bovel, Yovan, you know why? Eile Maseheim al pi Hashem, al pi Havaya. It was on top of Havaya. Edoi Modai Bovel and Yovan is Havaya. But this was al pi Havaya. It was because Mitzrayim, which is on top of the Havaya, the Kutzei Shel Yud, al pi, Gematria, 190. They left Mitzrayim 190 years early. They were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. But it was al pi. They lost out their cakes. They went out 190 years early. Al pi Havaya. It was Alpi Havaya, that's the cause that we have to go through all these other gullies. Now the Sfarim explain, but it's B'nei Yushloisha Yerochim, that there's 3 months that the Shem Havaya is hidden. But it's B'nei Yushloisha Yerochim, there are 3 months that the Shem Havaya, Tavis, Tammuz, and Av. And the Shem Havaya then is hidden. The B'nei Soskar explains, a little Hoichem Yonah, but the B'nei Soskar explains that the Shem Yudkei Vovke, on one hand, it could also be read the letter before Yudkei Vovke, Tes Dalid Hei Dalid. Luma said there's another shame, Chof Vav Zayin Vav. That's the letters after Yud Kei Vavke. There's also another shame, Api Kabbalah. And then there's Atbash. Atbash is Mem Tzadi, Pei Tzadi. Those are three Bahaltin Oifanim of Shem Havaya. The Ikrit Surah of Gula is when it's the Shem Havaya, when it's Begolui. But not Begolui is, these, like we said, is these Oifanim. And the Moshe, the B'nai Sosso says, what's this name, the one that it's the Oisius before? Tes Dalet, Hey Dalet. Tes Dalet, Hey Dalet. Tes Dalet is 13. And Hey Dalet is 9. Tes Dalet is 13, that's the 13 days from Shevasar B'Tamuz until Rosh Chodesh Av. In the Bein HaMitzarim, it's broken up. It's from Tes, from Yudzayin Tamuz, until Rosh Chodesh is 13. And that was Chei Te'egel. And by Chei Te'egel, there was Yud Gimel Nidai Shorachanin. Luma said it's Hey Dalet. Hey Dalet is 9. That's the 9 days of the Tishas Hayomim. That's Keneged Chet Meraglim. Where over there, Moshe Rabbeinu says the abridged version of the Midos. He doesn't say all 13 Midos. He says only 9 Midos. Now, we already said that in the hours of the Tishas Yomim, we said it's 216, is Gevura. Me'idachi, so the hours of the 13 days is 312, which is connected to 12 different Eifanim of Havaya. Together, all of the days of the Shem Havaya is Tof Kuf Chof Ches, that's the Mafteach. The Mafteach to the Geula Be'etzim is to go through these entire 528 hours, connected to 528 Prokim in Mishnayis, Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what brings out the Geula. The Basayin writes that we know that what are the four Tzoyimos? Tzoyim HaRavi'i, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShavi'i, Tzoyim HaAsiri. Four, right, the fourth month. Tammuz is the fourth month, Chamishi is the fifth month, Asiri is the 10th month is Tevis, and Soyim HaShvi is in Tishrei, Soyim Gedalia. 4, 5, 7, 10 is Gematria Havaya, 26. Says the Basayin, it's not Stam. These Soyimos, you think that it's Yimei Tzora, but the Emes Adaraba, it's Spitz Giloy of Ava of HaKadosh Baruch. We know that every Chodesh has a different Siref of Shem of HaKadosh Baruch, the Siref of Chodesh Av is Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim Hazeni Yesel Om. That for the Shem Havaya comes out and comes forth. The Emes is the three Shemes, it's not been out. There's a big Arichas in the Svarim that talk about how Vatitzpineu, the three Shemes that are Bahaltin, like we said, Tes Dalet, Heidalet, the Chov of Zayin Vov, and the Atbash. It's big in Yonah, but after a little bit to bring down to Faron's, I saw a beautiful story, a very interesting. The Imre Emes says down a story from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, very interesting, but it ties into this inyan. He says it on the pasuk in Dvarim, Valei Avisim Lalis. It goes like this: Reb Zusha was once driving with the Eglon, with the Balagola that was driving him somewhere, and the Agola was full of hay, which is in the animal food for the horses. It's called hay, yeah. And the whole wagon tipped over, and the Eglon started screaming at the Rebbe Reb Zusha. I don't know if he knew it was the Rebbe Reb Zusha, maybe he did. But he said, you know, come help me, we're not going anywhere until we pick up all the hay. He said, I can't. He says, you can't? You're not able to? You don't want to? V'lo yavisim lalis, you don't want to lift up the hay. And then Reb Zusha chuckled, he says, the whole purpose of this world is to be metak and shem havayi. There's yud kei vav, and then there's the hay tator, the lower hay. He says, but that's what we have to do. That's our avoida the whole year. Certainly now we're saying during these Bahaltana days when the Shem Havai is hidden, lift up the hay. That's what you have to do. You have to lift up the hay. He was talking about the hay, the grub of hay, but it meant to be metak in Shem Havai. You have to lift up the hay. Now, you know, there's a memra. I don't know who's the Baal HaMemra, but I heard this over. I'm not sure if someone knows who's the Baal HaMemra, but that Aleph Beis Gimel is that Amuna and Betochen brent Geula. I don't know who's the Baal HaMemra, but Isaiah Kach Shamati. So I want to say, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. First of all, Hey, what I'm being adding. Hey, lift up the Hey. Be Misak and Shem Havai. Whatever it means. Kol Echo Be'Echo, what he has to do. Learn a Blat Gemara, yeah. But the Pshat is to lift up the Hey. But it's also the Dalet. We spoke other times. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Shaymei Ali Lishkoid Al Dal Toisai. He says that's the Dalit. The doors of the Beis Medrash is Be'emes the Ois Dalit. Because it says by the Nochash HaKadmoini already, it says HaNochash Hi Shiani Va'oichel. And he says the word Hi Shiani is Be'etzim, the world was Shakai, Shin Dalit Yud, which is the name of Hashem, and Aleph Dalit Nun Yud. The Nochash took away the two Dalits and he turned those two names into Hi Shiani. Hi Shiani is the letters of Shakai and Adnus. Without the Dalits. The whole purpose of Tikkun HaOlam, the Malchus Shakai, is to bring back the Dalits. Oh, bang down the door of the Beis Medrash and bring back the Dalits. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalit, Hey. There's more on Vav and Zayin, but we're going to move on. We're holding in the Yemei Beinu Mitzarim, and it's very hard to relate and connect to it. We have to realize, though, the Pasuk says, Mihiten Roshi Mayim, Ve'eni Mikardimah, Palgi Mayim, Erdu Einai. We have to talk a cry. If by Pesach the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is Matzah, and by Sukkot it's the Lulav, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah of these days is Taka the Dmois, a little bit, to be able to try to be Margish. I saw brought down in a few different places a story from the Chasam Sofer, that in the Chasam Sofer's Yeshiva, the minhag was the entire year, Leil Shishi, Thursday nights, there was Tikkun Chatzos. It was an Ernst Zach, Leil Shishi. Every Thursday night there was Tikkun Chatzos. I saw this brought down in a few different places. None of the places where I saw it brought down doesn't say when the chulent was. Well, Shishi, was it before the Tikkun Chatzos or after? It's not Muskar over there. It's Benister. It's not Muskar when it was, but there was Tikkun Chatzos every Thursday night. And they had a Kavua Dike Chazen. And 1 week the Chazen didn't come, and the Chasam Sofer sent a certain Bachar to daven for the Omer, for Tikkun Chatzos, and the Bachar didn't cry. And the Chasam Sofer came over afterwards and told some other people, there's something wrong with this Bachar. And he went to Tarbis Ra, the Bachar went off. Something wrong. Venkish Tikkun Chatzos. Now, we have to relate, this is not during 3 weeks, or even on Leil Tisha B'Av. This is Stam on a Thursday night in the middle of the winter. But to realize that there's a Musig, there's a Hergish, to realize what it means, a Dimma, what it means to Tzuveinim. I heard over a story, very interesting. It happened about 30 years ago. 30 years ago, there was a big Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael from Ethiopia, from a whole kvutz of people that were from there. And a lot of them didn't know kamat nothing about Yiddishkeit, and they had brought them up. They came mamash the gapa yovi, they were set up in like a camp where they set them up. Anoshim betaps came them, a whole kutz of a few hundred people. They bekoshi knew very minimal things about Yiddishkeit, and they sent over like shlichim, madrichim, someone that was supposed to tell them. So one of these guys that was in charge of the whole kutz comes back one day, and the shomer by the place says, "What did you tell them yesterday? Everyone's walking around angry, fighting with each other. You did something wrong yesterday." He says, "Doesn't remember." He doesn't remember it. So he's asking around when we're speaking to them, and someone comes over to him and says, "You told them yesterday that there's a Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav." He says, "Yeah, I mean, it was Nechrav." He says, no, they're mamish like verbrochen, and they're ready to hang, they're very upset. "Can you explain to them that there's a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? We came here all the way from Ethiopia. We walked, you know, some came by plane, some didn't." And he started telling them, you know, there was a Mikdash. And it's not happening. He's talking, you know, Meretz Adamant. He called over the oldest person there. It was the Mechubit of the Shevet, of the whole Chamula from the Chevet, an older person. And he sat with the guy for 10 minutes, and the guy was having a masamad. And he finally convinced him. He says, "Yeah, the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav 1900 years ago." So the guy goes, this older fellow, they were all Mechabedim, and he gives a and he calls over everyone, and all the people sat around. And in Amharit, that's the language that they speak, he explained to them that the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav. The collective wail, screaming, crying, pulling out the heater that happened during those few minutes. It was Nechrav B'yamei, Amamish Kipshuta. They're hearing about it now. We have to know how to relate to such a thing, to feel that it's happening now. It happened now. Kilu Shalai Nifta B'yamav, Kilu Nechrav B'yamav. But this mice, I relate to it, that I chapped it. It happened to them. Einayim Rov Aloy Zorah, that they were margishit, Mamish as a kvutza, Nechrav HaMikdash. Luma said, this is a different story I heard from someone. He's a tour guide, and he takes all kinds, Yidden, Goyim, all Kfashidana. He takes them around all of Eretz Yisrael, also in Yerushalayim. He was taking once a Chinese group, a big group of Chinese people, Itakin, Iratika, and Al Tishtok. He was showing them all different kind of things, probably some from the Neitz Ramoso. And he was telling them, over here, there's a mosque, there used to be a temple with Karbonis. He's giving them. So one of the Chinese guys says, "When is the next time I want to see there's going to be Karbonis? When is going to be Karbonis?" So he looks at his watch, he looks at the thing, he says, "I don't know, but I hope that at 3 o'clock there will be one." That's the power of the Tzipisal Yeshua. Well, Firas, I saw a word from Rabbi Yashiv. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Ches, Mashmoi Shel Moshiach. So the Gemara says, Devei Rab Shila Amri, Shila Shmoi. Devei Rab Yanai Amri, Yinoin Shmoi. Devei Rab Chanina Omar, Chanan Yishmoi. Every one of the people darshan from his yeshiva that it's his Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi Yashiv says, what's the taich? The taich is, he says, that the etzem geula, when we talk about geula, there's geula klali for the ganz klal Yisrael, but there's also the geula, there's a geula prati on every yochid, and every yochid has to be holding in his chelik, the same chelkenu in the geula. What each one of these Amiram was saying, Yinan Shmoy, Chanina Shmoy, that they were saying that their Rebbe, by them he's holding ready the geula. I would still sue, there's a famous story, I've said it over before, but from the Pri Ha'aretz, one of the Gedolei Chassidus in Tveria. This is over 100 to 150 years ago, when most of the Gedolei Chassidus were still in Europe. But he was in Tveria, and there was a shmua going around in Tveria that year, that day, that Mashiach had come. And it's a regret and gas that Mashiach was there. People were hawking in the street. So he was in his room learning. He opened up the window. He took a shmek. Like this, he said, nah, it's nishda. He said, I smelled right away. Mashiach said, he closed the window. So one of the other Gedolei Rabbanim, I forgot who said a taich in the mice, why do we have to open up the window? He has this musogim that he's margish, Mashiach Sinan. What's that for effin and the fenster? Because by Emin Simmer, by him inside, Bechadrei Chadorov, where he was, it was Reifish on Mashiach. He was at that level already. To see and feel that the door wasn't ready yet, he had to open the window and see, oh, Mashiach is not Nishdo. That says, over for the Yochid. Now that's Mitzad Echad the Yochid. Of Mitzad Sheni, we have to realize that Geula is Avada only going to be, as Yaakov Avinu told when he sat with the Shvatim, hey, us. We have to talk to each other. People aren't talking to each other. Dabru alev Yerushalayim. But there, Drashi could say, there's a Maimon Chazal, ein binyan beis hamikdash balayla. Actually, you could say the Taich is, I'll give a dugma. Balayla, you don't see anything. It's dark. You don't see the other person. I'll give you a dugma. There's a halach in Kriyashma also, but Derek Drash, but it's a taich. There's a halach in Kriyashma. When is the earliest man for saying Kriyashma Shal Shachris? According to one man, the Yomar. Mishosh Shiyiris Chaveri Harachik Imei Dalar Amis. That you're able to recognize someone else from 4 Amis away. If you can't see someone from 4 Amis away, and you don't relate and interact and connect to another person, you're not ready to be Makabal Ol Malta Shemayim either. It goes together. The Chesed Hashem, may Oilam v'ad Oilam al Yireyev. Chesed and Yira goes together. You want to connect to the Rabbanish Blalim, it also has to do with connecting to another Yid. If it's Balayla and you don't see the other person, we're not ready. Ain Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. We should be Zoycha Taka, that we should see the light. We should be Zoycha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we should take these black days, turn them into white days, and get to Ata Horeis Ladas. Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Ein Oid.
You also learn Krishna at night.
Yeah, I know.
No, but this is man in the morning.
This is nothing.
That's the man in the morning. This is nothing. We have a couple of months of mind when you could feed you.